in this issue that they were willing to travel overland that long to participate and be able to get that land. And he is happy about that today, and there's a lot of things that changes, like the Alaska Native Land Claim Bill have changed a lot of ways. And he's just expressing a lot of encouragement towards his own people that what that land means to his people is very important, and encourage the young people and people that are involved in the council work should work hard to keep the land as it is.
Did you say something about 1991?
What he says about 1991 is the land claim bill was first came into law in 1971. So it comes to a point in time that people are started to worry about 1991, which is a part of the Land Claims Act. So he is addressing his people that any time that a native gets in a very serious situation, that wherever the native have less problem with their daily lives, like maybe Vinnytown tribal government, they should just keep the work and keep working hard to maintain their to keep their land and be able to manage it right.
Thank you, Mr. Gilbert. Thank you. Is this Mr. John's flashlight? Mr. Salas?
When I was in 1940, when I hit the Albert Tree, then the rest of the struggle was I did non-drawers, got a second school as I call it, non-drawers, got a good John Fritzen. I did like me. I teach you little of this time. As I have gone to work, I did none of them did the second to get in here. On I did see an image of that. That goes, yeah. I'm that one, I think we're talking about. That George Washington recruited on I quick at it saying I put it to chatter go check on it. I did not know one thing. I aimed it. Did say I'm just a one day, we get a one day then. under the state law, just at one time. As I think,
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Take the land, but we got right to do it because we really interested on land. You know that money, it didn't do any good for us neither. If you guys give us $1 million, we divide that up. And that $1 million don't mean nothing to us, but the land, we can go out and sit near for rabbit, and go out and fish. If we had private land, we don't have to get license to go after the food. See, even our native back in the 100th year. We got our own law too, you know. The older people, they always control the younger people. They say, don't use that animal for target, you know. And we listen, you know me, Alfred Tritt is the one that raised me. And he's a good guy, smart guy. He's a preacher too. You know, Paul Tritt, Isaac Tritt, all are my half brother. You know, Albert Tritt is my real uncle. You know, my mother and Albert Tritt, they're sister and brother. And that's where I raised. And my uncle always talked about the Bible. Maybe that's why I had respect for people. And I am well known for Chukan area too. I get along with people. And I love people. But after 1971, maybe more than 10 years, we never talk about reservation land. But after 71, and people come out and start talk about the reservation, and then they got it back. And at that time we call them corporation, Winnetine Corporation, and then Netsing Corporation, you know. And then we're after that we're elect Don Wright, and then we had meeting. They talk about IRA, you know. And it worked out good. I'm really satisfied about that. And right now, the way we set up, I like it. Because it's been operated under IRA Council. I like it too. And then John Fritzen, I remember, I was 19 years old that time. I remember him good. He's a full blast native. But he's got educated. He speak both sides, you know. Same way, native and white. And he got John Fritz for secretary and meeting. And then pretty soon they need people for vote. And then they sent even from here, people have to walk all the way up to Arctic Village with that note and for vote. And I know my brother do that too, my Bruce William. I remember he collect names, signature. And then we related for Yukon too. And that's where we get vote. We get election and 1941. That time is passed. That bill is passed. I guess secretary. What is name that time? No, Dahl. 1940.
Secretary of Interior.
Yeah.
I think it was.
He's
Harold
the one
Ickes.
That signed it.
Probably Harold Ickes.
Yeah. I thought it's Dahl, something like that. He's the one that signed and passed it. And right now we had a private land, and let's see what else I can say. But I'm really satisfied about the way we set up anyway, and that's all I have to say, and I'm glad to talk with you guys.
My name is Gideon James. I'm the first chief of Miniatine Tribal Government. As you can hear earlier about testimony from older people as how they work to acquire a land that was it'd be a Winnetka Indian Reserve. In that document, IRA organization, which they have acquired at that time is the law that was passed by Congress for Indian land-based Indian to be able to acquire land and be able to manage it, and live and use it the way they see fit. And also along with it, they granted they passed and approved the corporate charter and bylaws for the IRA government and set out the rules and articles. The IRA government also gives certain powers to the tribal council as a governing body, that they guarantee under the Howard Wheeler Act that they were sovereign people, and they possess as jurisdiction over that piece of land that was granted at that time. This we know today because Vinnetine Tribal Government, when the Land Claims Act has passed in 1971, have done research through private hired lawyer, through consultation with the consultant, through travel to Washington, to National Archives records. Vinnetine Tribal Government have done research to get our records. BIA didn't do that for us. We ourselves, as a Vinnetine Tribal Government, we did it ourselves. The state of Alaska didn't do that for us. One of the reasons that we have done, we spent money and did research on this, is if there was any obstacle or major obstacle that we would encounter through Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act to put the land back in the hands of the tribal government. But we found none. We have done this through to our legal representation and also through legal consultant. And Vinnetine Tribal Government, it was fortunate to go further to acquire a person that was knowledgeable in Indian law interpretation. And we also have national support through IRA organization as a land-based Indian. We were part of National Congress of American Indians, and we also are part of National Tribal Chairman. So in 1971, Alaska Land Claim Bill did propose two things to get benefits under that act. One is to incorporate to get the benefits. And the benefits are two things. It was land and money. So in that act, there would be no more reservation in the state of Alaska, but the existing one have a choice of election. By election, they can retain it. So Vinnetai Reservation, Arctic Village, and Vinnetai and other villages, Fish Camp, Christian Village, and people have election. So we elect to retain our land. So the land was given back to the people. But when the title was prepared, it was given to two corporations. And remember, Land Claims Act never wiped out the IRA organization. So the tribe feel that the purpose of the creating the state identity, state corporation in each village, their purpose was accomplished by getting that land, and we didn't get any money. So there, that portion was, we feel that it was accomplished, so we decided to dissolve the fourth corporation.
Way of living mainly our subsistence, all literally were aware of all this issue of land will not be easy. Forming a government, a some type of government, an IRA status would be an answer for future struggle. I can't give up for what we accomplished thus far. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maggie Roberts. I'm the second chief. I'm not a white man, so I have to talk Indian. And she 1971 and she nanjit vote near I I am a teacher. I I need to get the hatcher, no? So, as I said, when you were near us, they take near on, check that set of six short in the lead. Este en hay corporation que está en Ailera nan en Ailera no hunte re la que na ka
no way out by land claim bill so that is what Vinitine tribal government is trying to protect and trying for state government and other agencies to understand. I'll come back and testify some more later.
Hey, thank you.
subsurface is still facing 1901. Tuck one kept there, it's David Brown. It's still that Tuck one corporation controls most of the land. Tuck one reserve for us. This is almost unique. I suppose the gambling is in Lawrence, but now it's been transformed.
Thank you. My name is Lawrence Roberts, second chief of the Thai tribal government. And let me begin say from 1971, prior to 71, during making of the act, we were given the choice to either go with the ANCSA or retain our land. And the biggest deciding factor at that time was the importance of our continuity, you know, of enjoyment of the land and under the status, the entity. And also, at that time, the careful evaluation of the subsistence, the welfare of people, religion, and things like that,